Page 10. Again, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Again, Revelation 1:10, verse 12 and 17. Before delving farther into this thought, we should notice that there's much more to this verse than meets the eye of the natural mind. It will help by translating one word as it should be from the Greek. It is a word that means the same and is spelled very near to the English word. The English word is in, I-N. It is the Greek word in, but spelled E-N. I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day. With this, and for what we gleaned above, can we not see that John, who came to be in spirit, found himself in the day of the Lord? Not his body which remained earthbound, but his spirit. He was raptured, if you please, caught up, seized into a realm of Christ that flesh and bone have always been unfamiliar. Although his feet remained upon the desert hillside, the spiritual man was ushered into the great day of the Lord that the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ speaks. It was so profound that after turning from his natural perspective and seeing the voice that spoke to him from behind, he fell to the ground as good as dead. There was nothing left in him that could stand or speak until he was told to fear not. This is what happens when this great day of the Lord overtakes us. The light of that day slays us. We can't stand in our natural right in his day, no more than a garden slug can cross the Mojave Desert under the blazing summer sun. Yet human slugs still attempt to exalt themselves above the majesty of our Lord, the King of Kings, in whose hands are their very existence. The book of Revelation is a graphic record of the day of the Lord. It is surely not a record of the day of the Antichrist or false prophet, nor is it a record of one world government or the harlot on the back of a strange beast with more heads than it knows what to do with. Although these things will be brought to the surface and dealt with in every realm, they are not the focal points of the book. This is a book of signs that has to do with the unveiling of Jesus Christ in his day as he brings the day whenever and whatever his light shines. The book is a record of his day, the day of the Lord.